Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
No, 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 it ain't me, babe.
Okay, so you probably already knew that Bob Dylan is from Minnesota. Dylan was born in Duluth and grew up in Hibbing. But did you know he attended the University of Minnesota? Yep, in 1959, Dylan walked the streets of Dinkytown, performing frequently at a coffee shop called the 10 O'Clock Scholar. At the time, he paid $30 a month for an apartment above Gray's Campus Drug, which is now the Loring Pasta Bar. It was in that apartment that what's known as the Minnesota Party Tape was recorded, one of his very first known recordings.
Well, I know a boy named Hugh Brown. He's the laziest man in the town. Got up this morning and combed his hair. He's so lazy, he just don't go anywhere.
Dylan dropped out of the U of M after less than a year to move to Greenwich Village in New York. Before long, he'd become not only a folk music icon, his songs had become anthems for the civil rights and peace movements of the 1960s, especially Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before
you... MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.